Welcome back to our Midday Magazine. This is Bob Leonard. Today we're talking with Karen Eichen, Pella Chamber Director, about Thursdays in Pella. Well, welcome, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
Thursdays in Pella. You've been planning for a while, I bet, and your whole team.
We have, and it sounds like it's a couple months away, and it is, but that comes very quickly. So we have been meeting since February as a large group to kind of figure out what themes we want to have activities around this year, who is all going to take what part of that night. We have a great core of volunteers who help us out with each week and overall for the season. So far, everything is going along wonderfully.
Thursday nights in Pella are wonderful.
They are. It's a real sense of community. It brings people down for, you know, that outing, for food, for entertainment. It's great for families, and it really gives Pella a sense of vibrancy, and that's what they're all about.
Lots of things happening, friends and neighbors to talk to, great themes.
And you don't have to cook that night. Stores are open late. You can shop. It's just a great time to get out, enjoy the summer, enjoy the community, and enjoy your neighbors.
Well, can you share with us some of the themes?
Sure. This year, we're going to be doing Thursdays in Pella again in June and July, and there's a couple of special nights in there that I'll touch on. In June, of course, we will kick off the first Thursdays, which will be June 6th, with Celebrating Families. Great opportunity. The kids are right out of school to come down and take part in a lot of activities focused on kids and children. Then we'll go into June 13. We'll have Paws and Claws. Again, a great opportunity for the kids to come down, pet animals, learn about animals, and just really have an entertaining night.
Can I bring my dog?
You can bring your dog. We'll have more details on each evening. And we're encouraging a lot of participation from audience members, really to get involved. That's what makes the evenings fun. On June 20th, we'll focus on nonprofits. We have a lot of organizations here in our community that people can volunteer with, take advantage of their services, and really just learn about what is the makeup of our community. So great opportunity that night. On June 27th, this will be earlier this year, we'll have Ag in the City. That's a very popular one, a focus on agriculture, education with ag, and a lot of activities again. That brings us to July, and July is going to be an interesting month here in Pella. The first Thursday falls on the 4th of July, and if you've lived in our community, you know there's a great committee that does 4th of July activities, focusing on Independence Day, and that will take place again, so we will not have traditional Thursday night activities, although there will be activities in the community that day. June 11th, we're going to have a kind of a long theme, but it's going to be a lot of fun. The Air, the Rare, and the Fair on the Square. So we'll give you more details on that. I'll give you a little hint. It's the same weekend as the Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest, so okay, that might be a little tie in there, as well as the Marion County Fair is going on and Resurrected Tin. So those are three main activities going on that weekend, so the Thursdays in Pella will be themed around that. And July 18th will be Healthy Living. One of the focuses of the community is to really promote healthy living in the community, and that's what that theme will be about. And our last Thursday in July will be July 25th, and that is the day RAGBRAI will be through our community. RAGBRAI riders and the community are invited downtown for festivities all day long, and since we're downtown all day long, we will not have Thursday evening activities. So just kind of a heads up for everybody to, you know, come down, really take advantage of the RAGBRAI activities, get to know the riders, support them, show them what a great community we have, and that will conclude our season. So it sounds short, but there's a lot of things going on during those 8 weeks.
Well, sounds like a fun time every night.
It is. It's a lot of fun to attend, and they're a lot of fun for the committee to plan as well. We get to be creative and use kind of everybody's experiences, what they have seen in other communities, what they think will work well here, and just a good time to kind of stretch our minds.
Well, and of course, as always, the weather will be perfect.
We hope so. Last year was a little on the warm side, so we're hoping for those, you know, just perfect summer evenings here in Pella. and just encourage everybody to come out and take advantage of all that there is to do and see here in Pella.
This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Bob Leonard with Karen Eichen, Director of the Pella Chamber. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. The Midday Magazine continues.